You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling,
born on this day,
say the last dance for
in 1935, Doc Pomus. Who's Doc Pomus? Songwriter, blues singer, but best known as the lyricist of many rock and roll hits with Mort Schumann. Doc Pomus wrote the lyrics for this song, Save the Last Dance for Me. Also A Teenager in Love, Viva Las Vegas, Suspicion, Sweets for My Sweet, many more. Doc Pomus, born on this day in 1935, he died in 1991, lung cancer at the age of 65 years old. But the lyricist for Save the Last Dance for Me, Doc Pomus, born on this day in 1935. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show all across the state of Michigan. Thanks for joining us this morning. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. Joining us now on the program is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, Maria Espinoza. Maria, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Scott. Enjoy it.
And you can find out more at theremembranceproject.org. I think we've actually met before at the fair, Radio Row in Washington. It would have been some years ago, so I don't blame you if you don't remember, but I'm pretty sure we interviewed you out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Up in Washington, D.C. Okay.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm seeing the story up at Breitbart. You know, the president had delayed the ICE raids as the House and the Senate work on some sort of agreement. They're still not through with that. But the story up at Breitbart says that there's this accusation that the acting DHS secretary has been resisting the ICE raids, resisting the agency's planned raids. What do you hear about this?
Well, right. You know, what we understand is that the acting DHS secretary, Kevin McAleenan, had warned the cities that the raids were going to take place, and President Trump decided to call them off, and which is a great, you know, an excellent move, because, you know, having the agents walking into this, you know, situation is where they can be harmed, given the individual, the illegal aliens, a heads up in advance, then it could be very dangerous for the officers there, the agents. And as former director, he was a cop, as he says, first, and he was very passionate on the interview that I saw there on Fox, and rightly so. You know, he's also the one who advocated for these individuals who implemented these sanctuary city policies, like the mayors and the governors of the states, that they be prosecuted under our U.S. Code Title 8, Section 1324, as they should be, because this is a very dangerous situation. They're not cooperating with ICE. They are circumventing our existing laws, and it seems like there's no repercussions for these lawbreakers.
Yeah, and in advance of those planned raids, you know, the word got out in Chicago, for one. The Chicago Police Department said they would not assist in the ICE raid, said the new mayor up there, Lori Lightfoot. 10 cities or so were said to be having these raids before the president delayed that action. It's kind of just outrageous that, you know, cities would not want to cooperate in these activities.
Right, and look, local law enforcement cooperates with ICE, the federal agents, on kidnapping, bank robbers, counterfeiting. But why is illegal immigration, those people who break our laws, why are illegal aliens above the law? And simply put, you know, I think, you know, Scott, if local authorities saw you and I making these counterfeiting money, because, you know, goodness knows, we need vacation. If we counterfeit money, I don't think they're going to look the other way.
Not likely. Not likely. Maria Espinoza is with us, National Director of the Remembrance Project, theremembranceproject.org, or on Twitter, at Stolen Lives QLT. It's a remembrance project, an effort to educate the public about the loss of American lives and legal residents at the hands of illegal aliens. What have we seen, say, in the first 6 months of this year, Maria?
It's just unbelievable. So far, you know, Scott, we have the agents along the border have arrested over 675,000 illegal aliens. And that's up 99% from last year. And here, obviously, the border agents are overwhelmed. They have been for months and actually years. They've been asking for help, and they've not received it. You know, and on the larger part here, they don't even. In 1986, American people were promised a wall under the Reagan administration, and we don't have that wall yet. But you know, fast forward decades later, and here, look at this situation that we're in. You know, we don't know, number one, who's coming across the border. We have 19% of El Salvador's population living here in the United States. We're seeing Guatemalan cities basically be deserted, and what's left are the elderly, the women and children, the wives that these illegal aliens left behind. And here we are in a worse situation as far as the diseases coming across. We have scabies, mumps, TB, tuberculosis that was eradicated decades ago, H1N1 flu. And take a look. We have Africans coming here. We know San Antonio received, you know, Texas received over 700 Congolese. And right now, the CDC is assisting in the Congo with their Ebola outbreak, the second worst in the history. And we are bringing these individuals into our country and bringing them into the interior. You know, so we're in a very dire straits as far as our national security. And yet we have these Democrats positioning against our president. And I put blame on the Republicans as well, because we had the House.
Yeah. Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project. Check that out at theremembranceproject.org. Thanks for joining us on the Steve Gruber Show, Maria.
Thanks so much.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. More on the Steve Gruber Show.